Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we have an insane show today. There are so many things happening on the planet right now, I don't even know where to start. I mean, it's just a list. I have this big, long list of things, and in my mind, I didn't have a chance to write it all down. I was going to write it all down, but we'll just kind of start at the top. We got some really good news from some very, very key people as far as the currency reset and the other things going on. And it's finally, the people are stepping up to the plate. They are finishing it off. I guess the past 2 days have been amazing. You know, this is going to be historical, folks, because the cabal are going down, basically. They're done. You know, they've tried to pull out a few more stops, but basically they're pretty much finished. Yeah, there's going to be a whole new currency, and basically this reset is just a timeline that we're going to be in for a little while till we get to a point where there is no money, and we're going to be moving more into unity consciousness, where, you know, you live in an abundant world. We live in such an abundant world, we just have to eliminate the people that are creating, you know, the manufactured lack and the other nonsense that's been going on. There's, you know, so much money that's been siphoned off in these accounts, hidden accounts and things, and that's all coming to, you know, to the headlines right now. So you're going to see things moving really fast. I mean, there's massive pedophile arrests. You know, it's all coming up, and that's what's going to take down the deep state. That's what's going to take down the cabal, is the pedophile raids that are currently underway. I'm getting news that, I mean, the numbers of arrest warrants that are coming out are just off the scale, and they include some very high-powered people, you know, in very high positions. So it's going to get really interesting in the next, I would say, the next few days, but it might take a little longer for things to happen. But, you know, the rats are jumping ship. They're fleeing. Everybody's out of the country, you know, waiting to see how this comes down. I don't want to go too much more into that. I know there's been a lot of false starts and a lot of false promises out there. And I've always said, not yet, not yet. It's getting close. But things have finally been put to bed. Everything's been signed. And we're going to be in, you know, we're going to have a whole new leadership. So things are changing for the better, you know, so it's going to be great. There's a few other things I wanted to talk about now. You know, we've been so busy up here with the conference, amazing conference. We had, I don't have a list of all the speakers here, but we had, Jordan Sather, Jason Quitt, myself was up there. Joseph was up there. Ashley, they both live here. They did presentations. God, I'm trying to think of all, I'm kind of brain farting all the different groups up here, but everybody just did an awesome job. They did a great job. We had Lorcan O'Toole, which is Peter O'Toole's son. Boy, I'm trying to think who else. Barry Littleton, amazing, gave an amazing performance. Everybody, he was very nervous in the beginning, but you know, he pulled it off and got a standing ovation. Everybody loved his presentation. This was the first time he presented at a conference, was here at the ranch, and so we brought him back for another one. But we bring out, you know, the young and the best, and we're really sponsoring the new upcoming people, like, you know, like Jordan Sather and Jason Quitt. You know, both of them did an amazing job here, and we want to support them. Now, I want to go into some other things going on that are pretty crazy. You know, it's pretty crazy. There's a thing like it's guilt by association and things like that are happening. And we have to take each person on their own work, their own merit, and stop pigeonholing people and putting people together and things like that. There are certain people that I've shied away from and I haven't gotten involved with because my guidance on a higher level said, don't go there. You know, don't associate with this group, you know, or that group. And I've listened to the guidance, and every time it's been right on. It's been like super accurate. So they've given me guidance, like I was supposed to go to Egypt, and it was all set up to go. Everything was paid, and I just had to be there for this tour. And they said, nope, you're not going. And I said, what are you talking about? This is all set up. And they go, you're not going. So I would have landed right in the middle of Arab Spring. The second event was I was supposed to go to this big Kumbh Mela Kumbh Mela conference, and I didn't go because Babaji came to me and said, "Nope, you know, you're not going." So I told Yogi Shanti, who's crossed over now, that, you know, Babaji came to me and said, "Don't go." And so I didn't go, and I would have landed right in the middle of a massive earthquake that happened there. So I really listened to these guidance. Last night I had a dream, and I was on the phone, and somebody called up and said, "Hey, here's your 800 number." So I would imagine if somebody's given me an 800 number, it probably is tied into the currency reevaluation and the other things. So something's close. I mean, it's getting really close, and I really listen to the higher guidance over anything else. But the key point I'm trying to make here is that we have to all go within. All of the old timers here, the guys that were really on top of things, all said that this is a spiritual thing. You have to go within, and we have to go within and make our own, whatever you want to call it, God, creator, spirit connection. We have to develop our own inner sensitivity, our own BS meter, so we can see through these things. And I saw through these things in the very beginning, and I kept saying no. And these people would rise to fame, and they'd be on the top of the ladder, and they'd be totally going for it, and everybody be on the bandwagon. And then one by one, people started getting screwed, and they started hooking up with energies they shouldn't be hooking up to. And it got uglier and uglier. And now it's so ugly, it's like the elephant in the china shop right now. It's, you can't miss it. It's so obvious. But a lot of these people, you know, they you know, Star Wars wasn't too far off. They did go to the dark. They did go to the dark side, or they got usurped, or they got taken over by, groups that seduced them, you know, with money and fame and things like that. They took the bait, and really, they know how to play your ego. They know how to stroke you, and they know how to get you caught up in those things. But, I mean, there's this thing going on, and there's so many things. One, Anonymous did a big expose on Stephen Greer, and rather than go into all that, it's actually very accurate, and I wish it would have gone into more details because I've known all this for quite some time. And I've kind of, you know, if people ask me, I would tell them, you know, like, you know, pull back, you know, make your own connection. You don't need anybody, you know, to connect with the ETs or connect with spirit. If you do your work and do your practices, you're going to have contact. That comes with contact. It comes with enlightenment. And it's so important to really hammer this home, because what's happening is there's all of these programs out there that are actually designed to give you a savior, to give you somebody that you can put all your power with and all your keys with and put all your eggs in that basket, thinking that they're going to take care of you. And they end up becoming planned opposition, or they end up becoming some major psyops organization, or they become, and you know, being in this business for quite a few years, I want to tell you how long I've been involved in this. And watching this, you know, from and knowing inside people and all the key players, you know, I have a pretty good view of all the stuff. And then you add that to the inner sensitivity and the other information we're getting, and, you know, we have a pretty good picture on who's who. So, you know, there's so much going on right now. The main key thing I can stress basically is, you know, ET doesn't need your money. ET doesn't, God doesn't need your money. Never did. They're not here to be worshiped. They're not here to be, to create any kind of a following. The benevolent ones are here because they're our ancestors, and some of them have karma, and they need to come back and clean up things, you know. And also, too, they're also here to empower us, to remind us that we have the same genes that they do, and we all exist in the same unified field that they do, and they're just using more of it. And we can expand in consciousness and, you know, merge with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. That exists within each and every one of us. It's our soul, and it's connected to the source. And don't let anybody tell you you don't have the hardware to do that. You all have the hardware to do that. And you have the ability to channel the ultimate power in the universe, which is love, through your heart into every situation. So I'm watching this and people want me to take side here and take a side there and react to what this person said and that person said, you know, which is another subject on Coast to Coast. This woman named Bonnie calls in and I can't believe anybody would actually believe what she said, but there are people out there. And right before the conference, I think it was the day before the conference, she came on Coast to Coast with George Norrie, and she started weaving this tale about, you know, Randy Kramer and what she experienced here when he was here at the last conference like 2 years ago. And what she said was that, you know, the first thing she heard was a big whooshing whirlwind noise. And then she heard a big thump, like people jumping or landing, you know, and she turned around and there's people all dressed in camo and they had something like ketamine, I think what she said. And it was a drug that knocks people out instantly, and they had it on their gloves or in a rag, and they put it over her face, and they drug all these people off, and it gets better. I mean, and then she goes, and then tables were being flipped, and there's whirlwinds everywhere and explosions. You know, we were all drugged and put into a room, and then the conference building, I guess where we were, blew up and everybody was killed. She just kept going on and on. And then the topper was everybody ran out into the field after this and were swallowed up. This big dimensional portal opened up and everybody was swallowed up. And she was warning everybody, don't go to East Eddy, you're all going to die, you know. So anyway, but I'm kind of surprised George let her run that long and didn't do a disclaimer at the end. You know, he did do a kind of, he said, well, we're going to get Randy on and hear his side of the story. But, you know, I haven't heard from the folks at all. But what's interesting is Jimmy Church was here at the time, and he had an amazing experience. And if you go to Fade to Black, he's been interviewing some of the guests that were here, some of the speakers. And, you know, he got a beautiful picture of a UFO while he was here. You know, he saw countless UFOs. We had a major door open up on the mountain, on the left side of the mountain. All of a sudden, this massive cave just opened up that wasn't there before. And, you know, there was just so many things happened. He had so many paranormal experiences here, and it was all positive and just amazing. So he's been talking about that and kind of counteracting some of this other nonsense. But just a little heads up is that you're going to hear stories like this and people making up stories and just to create the chaos, and they're trying to bring chaos into the UFO community and the spiritual community, and especially into the conspiracy community. They're trying to create all this chaos, and there's some people that are, you know, holding their fists up and screaming anti-government that are the government. They're planned opposition. They've been installed there, and their assets, you know, their CIA assets or you know, some other agency assets. And there is a lot of that. The UFO community is replete with it. And so the spiritual community is as well. And that's something else I want to get into too, is that there is this thing going on, this meme that's going on. And what they're doing is they're talking about, you know, fifth dimensional on up. They're talking about unity consciousness, where everybody's in unity consciousness, you know, everybody sees the creator in all creation. They see it in themselves. They're all living, you know, the harmony life, the peace and harmony and love and joy and bliss, and they're abundant and they lack for nothing. Okay, that is a reality that does happen. But there's this meme going on where people are saying that is the only reality. You know, the darkness doesn't exist. We don't need to give any attention to the darkness at all. And if we do see the darkness, it's within us, you know, and you know, it's kind of a guilt trip, you know, that lays on it. And it's all God, and it all exists within the whole. And there are truths in there, because everything is source. Everything came from the source. But, you know, there are, in this third dimension, there's major polarity going on. There's a major cleanup underway. The beings that are involved in this cleanup are some in the fourth, mostly the fifth, sixth, seventh, all the way up to the 13th dimension are involved in this cleanup. And they are focusing heavily on the Archons and the Draconian Grid and taking that down. And so we can't, we can't look at somebody because they are addressing this and telling you a whole truth, not a half truth. We can't keep demeaning these people and making fun of these people and undermining their work. Because if we are, there's two things going on. One, we're in denial of what's happening here and what's happened over history. And there's a long history of this. I mean, it's in all the ancient texts, all the yogis, the lamas, they all know about it. They've been trained to clear it and heal it and move it. So, I mean, it's written in the Nag Hammadi. It's written on the Egyptian walls. You know, it's everywhere. And to say that there are no negative ETs, there are no negative spirits and things like that, which Greer and other people are professing, is the most incompetent, I think, and irresponsible thing you can do on this planet. And so there's a real mess in living in that denial, walking into that arena, and the next thing you know, you've got these entities and they're on you and you don't know how to get them off. You haven't been trained. You went in there with your fields wide open and you allowed anything to come into your body, which is what he says. You know, he's on tape actually saying that. You know, he said we need to stop being spiritual snobs and we need to let anything come into our body that wants to communicate with us. Like, you know, you hear statements like this and statements like there are no negative ETs and statements like they're like guilt trips, you know, like you're lesser than because you recognize that there are dark forces here on the planet. These whole memes are part of the dark force. It's part of the stripping you of your power. It's part of, come to me, I'll take care of everything. I'll tell you what you need to know. Is actually stealing your power. I mean, because, you know, you need to do your own work. You need to make your own personal connection with spirit. You need to make your own contact. And it's an internal thing. Your power comes from an internal experience, not from an external situation where you give all your power away to some other person to run your life and tell you what you need to know, even with the government. You know, why do we need the government to tell us ETs exist? We all know it. I mean, all the polls show that we know it. I mean, why have we become such sheep and given away all of our power to these people? Come on, you know, wake up and smell the coffee. You know, it's like they blow the horn and it's almost like the time machine, you know, when they blow the horn and everybody walks inside and they get eaten by the Morlocks. You know, it's come to that event almost. So, you know, people hear name recognition. They go, oh, the name, this guy, he's on top. You know, the reason he's on top is because he's playing the game. And that's why, you know, he's got all the press and he's got all the other stuff behind him. So, you know, you don't, you know, I like what Gertrude said. He said, you know, it's not the measure of a man to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society. So we need to look outside of society. We need to find the truth. We need to look at people that are outside the box, you know, people that have lived a very wholesome spiritual life in nature most of the time. And that's where you're going to find the truth, the reality of things. And, you know, get away from all these cubicles and all this technology and all this other stuff. I mean, technology is okay. I mean, I'm using technology right now. I'd be a hypocrite to say it's bad. It can be used for enlightening purposes, but you have to be enlightened to use it for enlightening purposes. You know, if you're depending on this to give you all your information, you're screwed basically. And that's what's going on. So I would issue a very, very strong caution in the days to come about one, about the denial. Two, about a lot of the New Age teachings, which have been actually created in Stanford think tanks, you know, to get you not to look at the evil, not to look at what's really gone on in your life. And there's a lot of people out there that are avoiding their own dark side or avoiding their own wounds and traumas by telling, you know, fantasies and things like that. And they don't stop and really drop into the heart and go, man, my life sucked, you know, like it really sucked. Like I was not treated that way. You know, this guy's been painted to be a saint and he really put the screws to me. You know, I need to drop into the heart and speak from the heart and tell the truth. And that's what's happening right now. People all over the world are, you know, speaking out and they're saying, this is what's going down. you know, it wasn't the rosy picture that you've been seeing. And a lot of dirty baggage is starting to come up, and it needs to come up. You know, it needs to be, you know, dealt with for what it is. Now, I'm the first one to say I'm not infallible. Nobody's perfect. There's so much going on right now. There's so many crazy things that, you know, it's just everything is moving so fast right now. That one thing, I can give you a prophecy with 100% accuracy rate and tell you that major change, you know, we're going to have change you've never seen before, and it's going to happen fast. So buckle your seat belts. And the earth is going through a huge quantum leap in consciousness and energy. All this other mess is going to rise to the surface. We need to acknowledge that and see it for what it is. And, you know, enlightenment means to be in knowledge of all of it, the whole enchilada, not just half-truths. You know, we can't sit around and turn ourselves into a pretzel and say om and ignore the fact that, you know, children are being sacrificed. There's satanic worshiping going on. There's reptilians, serpent beings, all kinds of crazy archons out there doing their thing. And on the highest levels, and you know, we have to recognize the fact that you know, we might need to shed some light on this and take a look at it, and that's where the power comes in. So enlightenment means to be in knowledge of all of it, you know, both sides of the coin. And so a lot of people say, you know, well, we need the darkness to grow, or we need evil to grow. We actually don't need evil to grow. And people have a misconception about polarities. And there's a big difference between positive and negative and evil. You know, there's service to self and service to others. That's an easier way of looking at things. You know, is this guy in service to self? You know, what's he doing with the money? What's he doing with the assets? You know, how is he living his life? How does he treat people? We need to look at that. Same thing with women. You know, are they here in service? You know, are they really helping the planet out, you know, or is it all about the money and the notoriety and why are we really in this? And all of us need to do this with brutal honesty. You know, we need to do some soul searching and to ask ourselves, why are we in this? You know, and, you know, there's people like Jim Mars out there and Griffin, you know, and all these people that have lived their lives and exposing all this stuff. And, you know, they've really taken a hit major, and you know, and they could have just, you know, gone out fishing, you know, and just said, you know, I'm just going to chill out and I'm going to write some fantasy books or I'm going to do something else. But you know, in their hearts, they saw the problem, they saw how deep it was, and they saw how the masses are being enslaved, and they took it head on, you know. So you know, are these people less enlightened because they're not talking about love and joy and bliss and eating goji berries and singing kumbaya and offering platitudes and telling you all is one and everything is love and we just don't recognize it and, you know, that kind of thing? You know, no, they're not doing that, you know. Yeah, if you want to get fame and money, that's the way to go, you know. But these guys are giving you what you need to know to empower you to make informed decisions and not to get caught up in this other nonsense. So I really wanted to cover these things because it's almost like an epidemic right now. It's almost unbelievable what's going on right now. And the dark side of people is coming out. You can't miss it. I don't want to say dark side or negative side, but let's say, I don't want to say evil side, but, you know, that's a judgment too. But let's say they're actions that are outside of universal law. How's that? You know, they're totally service to self at the expense of others or humanity and nature. That is all surfacing. Their true intentions. You know, we can go into intent. What are their true intentions? You know, we don't have to label it. You know, is it self-serving? Is it service to others? Is it in service to humanity and the earth? You know, is it, does it fit within universal law? You know, is it, you know, you can use things like that if you want, you know, to, and this is called discernment. It's not judgment. It's not skepticism. It's skepticism. It's discernment, you know? And so we need to develop that discernment. So there are so many things coming down right now, and there's so many people that are rising only to fall, and so many people being exposed for their true nature and what's really happening. It's, all these external memes and these constructs are falling apart. And so we have to realize that we are going through a quantum leap in consciousness and energy. The whole planet is going through a major transformation. Anything that is out of alignment with universal law, that is of a lower frequency or a vibration, such as, fear, guilt, unworthiness, the planetary enslavement, the unbridled greed that's going on, the people spreading all the misinformation out there, the fake news, all that stuff is going to come up, and we're going to see them for what they are. And a lot of these major people who we thought were icons of strength and pillars of strength and truth and justice, we're going to find out that they have a hidden side and they're working for somebody else. So not for you, basically. But that's all coming out. So it's going to get interesting because you're going to see a lot of politicians go down. You're going to see a lot of famous people go down. You're going to be shocked. Some of the people you worshiped and idolized, you're going to find out who they really were and what they did. And you're going to see these huge satanic child sacrificing networks being exposed and the pedophile networks being exposed. And some people, it's going to shock you. It's so deep and there's so much of it. And a lot of it's because a lot of people turned a blind eye to it. And they either through fear or through their job, they had a fear of losing their job or, fear of repercussions. It's ruled by fear, basically. And that's why, people lived in denial and allowed this to go on. But what's happening with the energies coming in is that you can't live in denial anymore. And the fear is we're losing the fear and we're addressing these things. We're looking at them with brutal honesty and facing them head on. And that has to happen. That definitely has to happen. So we're in that process right now. So, hang on. It's going to be a wild ride. And don't get caught up in the dramas. And also, too, be careful of a lot of these agendas going on around there. And when we're talking external saviors, whether it be ETs coming in to save you, whether it be masters coming in to save you and all these things, they're all here. The benevolent ones are here to empower you to make your own personal God connection. They're not here to distract you and say, listen to me, follow me. I'm going to give you the latest shiny news. I'm the next new shiny guy on the block that's going to make up all kinds of crazy stories. And the more crazy, the more followers. It's sad, but this has been going on for so long that there's people out there that totally ignore the ancient wisdom and the wisdom we've known for so long, and they try to be one up. It's spiritual ego. They try to one up the masters and the ancient knowledge, and they try to give you something shiny and new. And the ancient knowledge is it's there for a reason. It's documented for a reason. It's there as guideposts, as warnings. And we have to look at our past, which I want to go into now. I want to go into our ancient history so you can understand some things. I'm going to hold off on calls for a little while. But basically, this is the deal. You're going to find out, and this is coming really soon. And actually, some of it's come out right now. They've got these metal tablets they found that totally change everything. And they have teachings of Jesus. They have stories about him. They found all these ancient artifacts that are just putting things upside down. And they're all pointing to the fact that some extremely advanced beings came here. Some people call them the Anunnaki. Everybody has different names for them. They found a man, a human man that was developing naturally here, a very ancient man. And they tinkered with, some people say the Neanderthal man. Over in Australia, it was the Denisovian man was the one that they work with. They actually upgraded humanity and to what we are right now. And the story goes further because, first of all, there was a man developing here, you know, naturally. Okay, they came in, they tinkered with his DNA. This is all written in stone. It's in these tablets. All this information is going to come out. They jumped him up, and they created kind of God-man, or whatever you want to call it. Human is God-man, you know. And so we have the DNA of the gods, which are not really God. They're demigods, or they aren't even demigods. They're what we refer to as gods. The bearded gods are the origin of the religions. They're the Egyptian gods, the Greek gods. They are all Anunnaki. They come from ancient Lyra, was their origins. Very tall people with cone heads, and they are the progenitor races. And they did a lot of experimentation down here, and there wasn't just one group doing it. There were several groups doing it, and they all behaved differently. And so we have a long history of being messed with and tinkered with. And I can go into that history. It's in the scriptures. It's in the ancient Vedic books. You know, it's in the Bible. It's all in there if you have the eyes to see it or the ears to hear it. It's all in there. And I'll tell you an episode. I want to bring this up because it's important. If you read Ezekiel, they talk about a shiny disc coming out of the firmament. It has bronze feet like calves, fire and brimstone coming out from underneath it. When it lands, it sounds like 1,000 rushing rivers. That's a ship, folks. It's nothing else. Out of the ship came cherubim, wheels within wheels with flashing lights all around them. Cherubim, that were the little shuttles, you know, that were the shuttle ships. Okay, then supposedly God steps out of the ship and orders six of his men with their shattering weapons to destroy, you know, all the men, women, and children of Israel. Okay, we're talking about a city. How can six men destroy a city unless they've got some pretty amazing weapons? And this is extremely advanced technology that was used. Okay, after they finished, they ordered a man all dressed in white linen to reach into the bowels of the cherubim, spread hot coals around the city. Henceforth, all their hair and fingernails will fall out. There'll be food for the raven and the beast. You know, I'm kind of shortening this. You know, there's more to it. So anyway, that was a very bad encounter. That was the origin of your wrathful God stories. And a lot of these encounters in our history all go back to encounters with Anunnaki. Some were benevolent, like Enki was very benevolent. He wanted his creations to reach the highest potential. And he was very service-oriented, and there wasn't a slave species. Basically, it was a win-win situation. They were so in awe that they served, and they loved their creators, basically. And they got a huge uplink in DNA. So it wasn't the victim thing that a lot of people perpetrate. There were certain gods down here that were – they demanded worship. They demanded that you know, people obeyed their rules, and these were the jealous, wrathful ones, and that's where these images came from. So I'm telling you this because how are you going to connect with Source if you're afraid of being judged and toasted and tortured and all the other things that happen with these less than benevolent beings that were here? That's a major block. And so we need to own that and clear that and get that out of the way. And we can do that by researching our real history, the real history of Earth. Now, all these things are going to come out. These tablets are already coming out. This other information is all coming out. And, you know, what's happening over there in Antarctica is coming out. The findings there, it's all going to surface. And there's no way of getting around it. We've been lied to. Our governments have lied to us. Our religions have lied to us. You know, they haven't told us the real history of Earth. And once we learn the real history, we'll be free. We have to understand how we got where we're at. And so we don't keep repeating the process. So we are going to get a major, major history lesson coming up. And the real history of Earth and the real history of our origins. So I'm going to go further now because I don't want you to be in worship thinking that these God beings are your God. They aren't. So back in Atlantis and Lemuria, or Mu, the Lemurians saw the Creator in all creation, including themselves. They saw God in nature. They saw God as the life force, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. They did not bow down to these gods because they said, we're not, you know, you're doing the separation game. I'm sorry. You're saying you're God and Lord over us, but, you know, we have an unseen God that's within everyone and everything. And so anytime you have an image, whether it be a bearded God or whatever, that's not God, it's a separation of God. You know, it's a being that may have God consciousness, or it might be a being that has extreme technology and wants to come down here and abuse it, you know. It could be either. Before the male bearded God, there were women. Now, there are women Anunnaki too, as well. So I want to go further in this. Now, we also had a second attempt to colonize the Earth, which was the Pleiadians. And the Pleiadians brought their DNA, and they merged with humans and jumped up the gene pool again. And there's actually 12 major star nations that came here. And that's why we have this genetic diversity, not just human genetics, but plant and animal as well. So we have basically the genes of the gods, as well as all these other ET genetics down here, and all of most of our plants and everything else were terraformed. You know, were brought here, and so that's the real history of Earth. And so, the Earth is such a magnificent place. The genetics here, both human genetics, plant and animal genetics, is like nowhere else. And it really needs to be preserved and taken care of. And what happened in Atlantis and Lemuria is some very dark souls, some malevolent souls started incarnating. They started creating divisions. They worshiped technology. And they started using their technology to control and enslave others and enslave the masses. And here we are. We're right back in that same picture. We've got these malevolent souls that are hooked up to a lot of people within certain agencies and other groups here, and they're doing the same thing. They're trying to control us through technology, through power, you know, over others. There's nothing service-oriented about these beings. And these other malevolent beings actually feed off of this energy. They feed off the pain and the suffering and the wars and all the diversity and the divisions that are being created, you know, the adverse stuff going on here, they actually feed off of it. So a lot of people go, oh my God, he's creating fear porn, you know, give it up, you know. I'm not in fear and I'm not creating fear porn. I'm enlightening you to get past your own fears and look at this with loving detachment. Look at it with a reasonable mind. And I want you to ask yourself, if you don't think there's malevolent spirits operating here, I want you to look at the condition of your environment. That's all I need to say. Look at your food, look at your water, look at the processed food, all the additives, look at the aspartame, the fluoride in your water, look at the inoculations, what's in them, you know, the Naugalies, which totally shuts down your immune system. The total war on creation that's happening right now on the planet. And look at the chemtrails and, you know, look at what's going on. Look at the politicians and what's being unearthed now, you know, all the Clinton scandals and Podesta and all these other people. And I also want you to look at some people that are bragging about their connections in the UFO community with Podesta, with Clinton, you know, and the Rockefellers, and ask yourself, you know, who this person is serving, because these other people are definitely not serving humanity, and there's some pretty dark forces, and so this is all going to surface. This is all part of that, the big pedophile, satanic, child sacrificing stuff that's going to come up. It's real. It does exist. It's been going on for quite some time, and it needs to be addressed. We need to deal with it. You know, we can't use platitudes and spiritual affirmations and say everything is one. And if you see the darkness, it's in you. So ignore it, you know, let it run. You know, we can't do that anymore. We don't have the luxury of doing that. And it doesn't matter anyway, because the energy coming in is so strong. There are so many light workers on the planet right now. People are waking up everywhere. Energetically, this other game is finished. So, and also too, I want you to break down, and you don't have to do dark and light forces. You don't have to do positive and negative. And positive is not bad. Negative is not bad. You need positive and negative for creation. When you get into the higher dimensions, when you go to the void, you'll see two pillars. And one is full of dark spheres. The other one is full of light spheres. You can't, if this is the beginning of creation, you need the polarity for creation. And so there's nothing wrong with polarity. We both have a positive, a male side and a female side within us. All of us have that. One's just a little more dominant. You know, we just, you know, men have a extra gene, you know, that's about it, you know? So, you know, that's, it's, you know, it's everything is backwards. And we were talking at the conference, and everybody asked me, you know, who do you vote for? And I said, I'm voting for a council of grandmothers, because grandmothers don't send their kids to war, and they don't destroy the earth, and they love their gardens, and they love their, you know, wholesome food and things like that, and pure water, and that's what we need. We need to get back into that consciousness, and, you know, that divine nurturing feminine energy. We need to find that within ourselves and find balance within ourselves. And which actually goes into another subject. We're actually building a dome here, and it's with the sacks that you fill with dirt and cement. And it's going to be like a woman's lodge, and it's going to be a place that really honors the woman and the divine feminine energy, not the women that are trying to be men and trying to show how powerful they are. And we're talking about that just incredible, loving, divine, nurturing energy, which is probably one of the ultimate powers on the planet. People might get upset at me and say I'm being political, but, you know, everybody wanted Hillary, you know, to become president because they wanted a woman president. Well, she's about as far away from a woman that you could ever get. There's nothing loving, nurturing, or feminine about her. And so, you know, if you want a woman for president, you know, find one of these beautiful grandmothers and vote for her, you know. Find somebody off the farm, you know, somebody that's had a life in nature, and put them in there, you know, and see what happens. You know, that's basically what we need to do. But anyway, you know, I've ranted long enough, but we're actually in the process here, and we're very undermanned. So if people want to come up and chip in, give the ranch a call, and you know, go to eseti.org and check it out. There's also too, I wanted to tell you too, I just got a notice here that at esetievents.com, if you go to esetievents.com, you can get the lectures of all the people that were at that came to the ranch and did their lectures. All the information is there, and all the videos are ready, the DVDs are ready, and they're up, and you can hear. You know, don't listen to all the other nonsense going out there. Just go and listen to the people that are speaking, listen to their story, and take them at face value. You know, do your own research, because there's a lot of things. As I said before, there's just a lot of stuff flying around out there. And, you know, it's just hard to know who's who right now in the field. And so, you know, to me, you know, I'm doing all I can to avoid this stuff, even though I have seen things up and close and personal. And I have, if people ask me, I need to talk about it. I need to discuss what I've seen, you know, within the community. And what's sad is that there's very few people in the UFO community and even in the spiritual community that are really dedicated to serving others. There are some out there, and the ones that are out there, you know, I know some beautiful people. I know some Hawaiian elders. I know some Native American elders, people from all walks of life. You know, I've studied with lamas and yogis and things like, and these guys were all full service mode, and they all had great senses of humor, beautiful beings. And they are out there, but you have to develop your own inner sensitivity to figure out who's who, because you can't go by what they say and what they say on the podium. You know, you've got to do your own research and talk to the people around them, talk to their staffers, talk to other people, you know, and ask them, how's it going? You know, how it went for them in their interaction, you know. So You know, we've had people come up to the ranch here and their stuff came up and they had to face their stuff. Some people ran and left, and you'll probably hear a negative comment now and then about that. But we're not here to support, you know, the bull crap, basically. We're not here to support the wounds. We're here to heal the wounds and address the wounds. You know, we're not here to create all the divisions and all the other nonsense going on. And we're here to educate people and empower people to maintain their own self-authority, to create their own experiences, you know, set your intentions. You want to see a ship, you know, meditate on it, send out love and joy and bliss, learn to heal any unseen negative influences. The more you focus on it, you're going to draw it to you. It's that simple. But always make sure who you're talking to, because just because you're dead and just because you're enlightened, just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're enlightened. So there are beings out there that are not in your highest and best good, and we need to respect that and honor the ancient wisdom of the past. You know, there's a lot of records, you know, about the Archons, and, you know, we need to do, you know, type in Archon, do your research, see what it's all about. So if you don't think you've been governed by a draconian grid and network or an Archon network, if you don't think this Earth has been under the thumb of that, you're living, you know, you're probably living out in the jungle somewhere, and you're not paying attention, you know, because if you really look at the governing forces that have been on this planet, they have not been in the highest and best good of humanity and the Earth, and they have not been empowering you to make your own personal connection with God, Creator, and Spirit. And a matter of fact, they've been a huge distraction and mostly self-serving. But that's coming to an end. That's the good news. This is all coming up to be seen for what it is. And there are some very powerful light workers in all walks of life that are stepping forward and exposing it for what it is. And we need to get behind these people and support these people. They're the ones that are bringing out the truth. You know, and so don't fall for the shiny new object. You know, don't fall for the shiny new truth. You know, don't fall for the I'll be your savior, I'll fix everything, you don't have to do anything program. You know, forget about all this external nonsense going on. It's an internal experience. If you want to experience the loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God or goddess within you, you go within. If you want to know the truth, you go within. Listen to your heart. Listen to what it's telling you. You know, use, if you can't do that, if you're stuck in your head, use universal law. You know, just, you know, it's all about, you know, basically universal peace, brother, sisterly love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. If it doesn't fit into that category, it needs to go through a change or shift, and it's going to. And I always say the saying, you know, being, you know, my grandmother was Cherokee, and I love that saying, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good, you know. How much easier can that be? You know, universal law is simple. You know, when you're operating from love, you know, even Paul said it in the Bible, when you're walking in love, you're walking with God. You know, when you're serving others, you're walking with the source. I mean, how do you outserve the source? I mean, how do you, you know, the sun is a good example that shines its light on everybody, you know? It doesn't judge. It doesn't condemn. It shines its light on everybody. There's a lot of people that hide from their own light in the light of the sun. They don't connect to that light. That light is conscious, and there's greater lights beyond that. So light is conscious. The electromagnetic light spectrum is conscious. You know, we have to realize that. Those are levels of consciousness. And the more you understand that, the more you'll understand the big picture. So I want to go into a couple of the things people ask. Well, why should I give a damn about UFOs? You know, what are they doing for me? Here's the thing. Right now, you wouldn't be listening to this show if it wasn't for UFOs, because that computer or whatever you're listening on came from crash and back-engineered things from crash sites. Two, this whole grid would be down right now if it wasn't for them. They've blocked kill shots from the sun. They've blocked meteors coming in that would have been extinction level events. They've been working extremely on your behalf, and they've stopped some very nefarious forces from going into World War III. And they won't allow any of these launches. They've been doing so much on our behalf, we don't even have a clue as to how much. And these are NASA photos that prove this, and they know about it. Okay, another thing is all of your ancient teachings, you know, your Yigongs and Qigongs and all of those paths. If you follow that path, the ancient roots of those paths, they all, you know, they'll go from China to Tibet to Egypt, and then you keep following path. Well, guess what? You know, Egypt was the remnants of Atlantis and Lemuria. The Egyptians came from that. And so everything goes back to the stars. And you know, we read the Vedic scriptures. If you're doing yoga, read the Hindu teachings, you know, read about the lion beings, you know, Nerissa, you know, Sekhmet, the beings that protected the gods. Guess what? They're back. They're here now, and they're here to help with this shift. So the main thing is the whole frickin' galactic universe is focused on the Earth right now in this major cleaning process. And we have to do our part down here, and we have to open up to the experience and open up to anything that empowers you as an individual, anything that is going to empower you to make your own personal connection with Source, anything that's going to empower you to do your own research, and trust your heart. You know, we have this amazing BS meter called our heart that we can tune into things and find out if this is real or not, you know. Where is this person coming from? And there's a lot of victims out there that are running their program, and they see the persecutor in everyone. And we have to look at that too and say, hey, you know, this may not be what you think. You're looking at it through your victim goggles, you know. So you need to heal your own inner victim and look at things differently. You know, you've got to heal, you know, the issues towards men, you got to heal the issues towards women. You know, we got to heal our mothers and fathers and the past lives and everything that's done to us before we have clear sight and before we can look at things with the Buddha mind, which is the mind of a child without all these pre-programmed, you know, ideas in our heads. So, I mean, there is is so much going on right now, and I really want to emphasize as much as I can, is that don't give your power away to any organization, anybody, even me. I'm telling you right now, people ask me, do you have a following? I said, I hope not, because I teach people to lead themselves. And they said, well, how do we join ESETI? And I said, there's nothing to join. We have a free newsletter. We have people of like mind coming out here helping out now and then. And we help sponsor people that are upcoming, you know, new people that are bringing out the truth, that are taking on, you know, these other forces that are not in the highest and best good of humanity and the earth. You know, we support that. And so, you know, that's basically what we do. This radio show, I pay for the radio show. You know, there's no commercials here. Notice that? So anyway, this is all about service here. And it's all about empowering the individual. And it's about you maintaining your own self-authority and learning to lead yourself, which is what the benevolent ETs are here for. They're here to empower us to lead ourselves. They don't want to be worshipped. They don't want us to follow them. You know, they don't want to create a dependency. They want us to rise up and make informed decisions and lead ourselves. And they want us to clean up the consciousness and the environment here. They're very concerned about that. And that's their goal. Anything else is coming from another group, you know, which you may not want to be connecting with. So there's certain things, you know, to be aware of. There's certain indicators. You want to just use your mind, you know, just ask yourself, is this fitting with universal law? You know, is this creating a huge distraction? Is it creating a dependency? And there's a lot of things. And just go with the heart and feel, you know, what does this feel like to me? And then you're going to know. You know, I hear stories about people all the time. Don't get that guy. He's bad. That girl. Don't bring him up to the ranch and this and that. And then I tap into that person and I meet them and they're awesome people. And that happens all the time, you know. And sometimes, you know, I'll do research and I'll go into the heart and they'll say, no, that person's not ready yet for ESETI. And so they don't come here. And, you know, and that's what we need to do. Do your own research. Go in the heart. Feel what's right for you. Feel if it works for you. And if it doesn't, then set it on the side. You know, if the information's too outrageous, you might want to just put it on the shelf and wait. It'll come back to you two or three times. If it's something you need to know, it'll surface. It'll come back. Don't do a snap judgment on it. Just say, well, that's interesting. I'll just put it on the shelf and I'll see what happens. And I'll see if this is going to pan out. But again, I was going to open up for callers, but there were so many things happening right now. I needed to cover this. If you want to find out more, just, go to Anonymous and see what the latest thing about the ET disclosure is all about. There's all kinds of things you can check out. And, a lot of the dirty laundry is all coming up for people to look at. And we have to look at things. It doesn't mean that even there's some people out there that just got hooked up with the wrong crowds and the wrong groups, and they're not bad people. They should have used a little more discernment, and so these are all lessons. We're all learning lessons, and we're all figuring out what we want in life. And you don't know what you want in life until you experience a lot of little what you don't want. That's how you learn. And there's no such thing as a sin. A sin is an archery term. It means you missed the mark. Reload. You got a whole quiver there, And gain the wisdom. The only sin is if you didn't gain the wisdom from the experience and you do it over and over again. And even that's not a sin. That's just being stupid. But we do a lot of that. Trust me, I've had my share of that. So, anyway, we're running up to the end of the hour here. I wish we could have taken some callers. Check out. We're going to put it up on our site, this woman, Bonnie, what she had to say about Isetti. And just to give you an idea of some of the nonsense we have to deal with here, and so you can use some discernment, and it's in this community as well as CNN and all these other things out there. You can't believe all this nonsense out there. You really need to do your own research, go within, trust your own inner sensitivity, and just see what's right for you. And that's the only way you're going to get through these times, because we're going into some crazy times. Nothing is what you think. We're looking at through programmed eyes. We got to drop our old programs. We got to do our own research, find out our origins, our true history, and we can get through this mess and operate from universal law. But on that note, we're out of time, folks, and I've got to move on. I can't thank you enough for listening. Go to esetievents.com. You'll be able to get a list of all the wonderful speakers. Everybody that came to this conference had an amazing time. Everything from fairies to Bigfoot to doors opening on the mountain to massive UFOs were experienced here. Thanks to Jimmy Church, he's bringing on all these people. There were no ships landing, people jumping out with camo on, and nothing got blown up. There weren't any children sacrificed. It's almost humorous the attempts that are made to blackball us or make us look bad, but they always come back, to the people doing it. So I always say, well, thank you for establishing your character and your ignorance. Have a nice day. That's the only thing I can say to something like that. But anyway, have a great evening. Watch the sky. Stay in the heart. Don't get caught up in all the dramas. And if you stay in the heart and let your heart guide you, you'll know what to say, when to say it, and you'll flourish. Don't hook on to any other trains but your own. But anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. Learn to lead yourself. Watch the skies. Stay in the heart. Have a great evening. Good night.